From the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report for the Divisions of Behavioral Health and Disabilities Services regarding the Hilltop Program Downsizing Initiative. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
This report is an update that was requested as part of an amendment to the Behavioral Health Division budget, which is to report quarterly on the progress of looking at the potential of downsizing Hilltop, which is an ICFMR facility operated by BHD. We have initially established a small work group of individuals within BHD as well as the Disability Services Division to really kind of hone in on what types of information we might need as we proceed to make a recommendation. We've also had a preliminary discussion with the Department of Health Services regarding their expectations of what might be entailed as we look at a relocation or downsizing effort. And according to State Statutes 51, in the event a county sought to pursue any type of downsizing initiative, you would have to have a relocation plan that would be submitted by the county and approved by the state. That plan clearly would have input from organizations like Disability Rights, the State Ombudsman Program, looking at what in very great detail, how would you proceed to downsize or close one of the units over what period of time. In our analysis, we've identified four areas that we believe are very critical prior to making any type of recommendation, and one is to really get an ideal about who's coming into Hilltop, what the frequency is, what the length of stay is, where those individuals are coming from, be it a family home, be it there. Sometimes there are individuals who are residing there who are also participating in family care. So we're looking at some data over a four-year period about the admissions into Hilltop. And then we also are going to be looking at establishing a checklist and a needs assessment of the individuals who are currently residing there to find out, number one, about how many of them have guardians, have they ever had a community placement previously, what are some of the presenting challenges and diagnosis. We also then are going to look fiscally, what would be the impact of closing one unit, two units, or either looking at downsizing Hilltop on a total basis. So we believe it's important not only to look at the last year, but to try to get information over a four-year period. At this point in time, the committee will be meeting. They'll be conducting the assessment of the individuals there, obtaining data, and it's our intent within the next quarter to come back with that information with some recommendations about what we would recommend in terms of a direction to proceed. One of the key areas that I think we have to look at is because we knew that family care was a potential option of providing supportive services, the impact on the budget may have, of course, some concerns as to how we look at making recommendations as we move forth. I think the other thing is that we're taking very seriously is the community capacity. I think there's been some concern expressed at this committee, but we need to carefully look at what kind of community resources we have in this community and what would be necessary to establish and build some capacity if we were to recommend the relocation of individuals from Hilltop. We also have the benefit of Dr. Luzzi, who you've heard present. She's working with us in doing kind of a literature search on what other communities of comparable sizes have looked at initiatives like this and what kind of resources have they found that they needed to include as part of any downsizing initiative. So this is our preliminary report, and within the next quarter we'll come back to you with more concrete data and recommendations from our analysis in these four areas.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, I was trying to read between the lines a little bit on that family care and the budget thing. Mm-hmm. My understanding is enrollment will be capped, and is that effective this July with the adoption of the budget?
I think that's the proposal that's in the budget at this point, that it would be capped. What we don't know is whether there's some flexibility for individuals who are currently residing in nursing homes to come into family care, or whether they are included as part of the total and being capped. And there's actually a lot we're still trying to get clarification on the budget, but you're absolutely right. So that's going to impact the waiting list in the Disability Resource Center that we were beginning to take individuals off, and it's also going to affect the care management organization and aging, because they are at entitlement, so they've been enrolling older persons for a number of years. So that cap could have a pretty significant impact on us countywide.
I tried to read some of the language regarding the cap. If it were imposed, is the idea that you would be capped at that number, so as people left family care, you would then be able to, effectively,
yeah,
attrition. You would have a new waiting list established.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you would. I think the intention of the cap by program is that you would cap the number that are currently in, but as you lose individuals through attrition for a variety of reasons, you would be able to replace up to that cap. But we would still continue to have a waiting list, because we have a waiting list now that we still have over 2,000 younger persons with disabilities on. And right now, aging does not have a waiting list. So the potential is that could establish a waiting list for older persons that they've not had in a number of years.
All right. Thank you.
Is there any other comments or questions on this item? Thank you, Ms. Lide. I'll be back in a couple months with this follow-up report. Item number 12.